Hi, my name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to another edition of our Ask the Experts weekend here on 104.5 WOKV. And this show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to the most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of the world's most influential individuals. And this is all done with an honest and oh-so-entertaining filter that is unique to Pete, the job guy Langlois. Take it away, Pete.
Welcome, all you hard workers. You did it. You made a great decision, and that is listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. This show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. As you heard Josh say in the intro, as he says each and every week, the show helps people, right? We give you information that will help you to be more effective and productive in your jobs. We also share information with you that'll just help you in one way, shape, or form. And I have great guests each and every week, and they tell us about the great organizations they represent. They tell you a little bit about themselves and their career journey as well. And a lot of people come in and they talk about the open jobs that they have at their company. So if you're looking for some kind of a career transition, this is a good show to be listening to, folks. I'm a professional recruiter, and I've been doing this for, gosh, 25 plus years. I've found literally thousands and thousands of people their dream jobs. That's what I do. I help people. Sometimes they're at a vulnerable spot in their life and they just need a paycheck and they might need temporary work. Well, I have plenty of clients that reach out to me and say, Pete, during my peak season, I need 30 customer service reps, or I need, 40 processors, or I need, multiple accountants to handle, a difficult audit, or, for our law firms, maybe they just need legal assistants and clerks and paralegals to help them through a difficult and long journey, and they reach out to me. But I help folks. Sometimes folks don't even know they need help. I call them up out of the blue and say, hey, person, this is Pete the Job Guy. I want to tell you about a great opportunity I have that I think you'll be interested in. And then they get up and shut the door. We have a conversation, and I place them in their dream job. That's what I do, folks, all day. And in doing so, I've become a career expert. I've seen it all. You know, keep in mind, I've been the chief operating officer of a $120 million annual revenue company with 400 employees, and I've seen it all. So if you're dealing with a difficult situation, or you have a topic you'd like to hear from an expert on, just reach out to me, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. You reach out to me, send me an email, tell me what you're dealing with, or give me a topic that you'd like to have us address on the show, and we'll make sure we take good care of you. You can always reach me. Call me 904-999-4878. I'll say that again, 904-999-4878. I am a career expert. I am a staffing expert. If I can help you in any way, I'm happy to. Folks, if you listen to the show, I have two partners on the show that are phenomenal. One is Eric Ross, and Eric tells us, he delivers a segment each week that's called Common Sense Ain't So Common. And he tells us about a real world scenario that happened at work. And when you hear it and hear how a manager or person handled a situation, it'll leave you scratching your head saying, there's no way somebody did this. But folks, they're real situations that Eric walks us through. He does it in kind of a funny way. But one thing that Eric also does is gives you advice on how not to be the person that common sense ain't so common is the topic on. Okay. So listen to that. Laugh with him. You'll be glad you did. He also shares some brutally horrible dad jokes. And I know today he's got some that are holiday related that'll leave you scratching your head too. My other weekly contributor on the show is none other than Boston Danny, and he's been with us since the show's inception almost 4 years ago. Boston Danny knows every cobblestone in every street of Boston. He likes to brag about his sports teams, the weather, his grandson Desmond, and just talk all things generally about Boston. That's done for my edification, but he does something for you, the listeners, as well. If you have a special someone that has a birthday, an anniversary, or maybe they just made your workday a little brighter and you'd like to recognize them for that, all you have to do is send me an email, pete@petethejobguy.com. I'll take that email. I'll put it in Boston Danny's hot hands. And then Boston Danny will give your special someone a wicked pissa shout out. Like only Boston Danny can. It's phenomenal each week. So you're going to laugh and enjoy that segment. Folks, I told you each and every week I have some of Jacksonville's most influential people on the show. And they tell us about themselves, career journeys, tell us about the great organizations they represent. And they give us tips and information that's going to help us to be better in some way in our lives. And today I have a very very, very special guest. This guest is quite accomplished. She's a very successful entrepreneur. She's a successful business leader. She also transitioned at the height of her success into a stay-at-home mom role, where she did that for several years. And then she did the unthinkable. She transitioned back into the workforce. And that scares some people. She did it successfully. She did it as an entrepreneur again, and now she's a very successful business leader. Folks, I'm talking about the world-famous Angie Langlois. Angie, welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Woo! Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and I think it's important to note that I am Pete the Job Guy Langlois, and Angie Langlois is my wife. She's also been my business partner for many, many years in multiple endeavors, and in this one, we're the co-managing partners of Ascendo Resources at Jacksonville. But you know, Angie, what I want people to do is really to get to know you. You're a special person. You're very accomplished. Your career journey is one that a lot of women in business wrestle with, and you've done it successfully. And you know what I'd like to do first is just kind of get the listeners to learn more about you. So you know, where'd you grow up? Where'd you go to school? You know, tell us a little bit about your family. All the good stuff.
Well, all right. That's a pretty long story, but I'll try and shorten it up here. Well, born in Idaho, Boise, Idaho. Mm-hmm. I grew up with six kids, three girls, three boys. My father died at a very young age of leukemia, so that comes with its own set of challenges that I'm sure some can relate to. And then went to East Carolina University, which I know you love to say is not credited.
It's accredited. I like to bust on you. ECU Pirates. Go ECU.
It was the number one party school back in the day. But from there, I grew up in a very rigid religion, and that kind of like carved me out for my life and made me the leader that I have become today. But also taught me a lot about business. And, you know, freaky enough, my first job out of college was door to door in Miami, Florida.
And I know this. You yeah. actually knocked door to door selling coupons?
Oh, yeah.
What's that
the
about?
$20. Look, you can get $5 worth of pizza, $10 worth of breadsticks, $15 worth of Coca-Cola, all for $20. Do you want five?
Oh man! So you were selling
those. How weird
is that? But not only that, you built a team under you.
I did,
and you were recognized, weren't you, nationally?
I was. So I built a huge business, actually, and I would run in the room and I'd be like, "Rah rah rah! Here's your motivation for the days, guys. Go out and knock those doors." And from there, I'd interview people, and it was just turnover, turnover, turnover. But I built this huge team of 30 guys that literally, it was mostly guys for whatever reason, that would go door knocking for me every single day and come back excited for the day and couldn't wait to come back the next day. So I don't know what I was doing, but it was working. And so I just kept doing it.
You know, but, you know, I know you. And yeah. I know you figure out what are all the possible ways, what's the best possible way, and then you get after it. And you motivate and you inspire people. And I've seen this because, you know, we've built several businesses that have grown considerably over the years. And you don't just tell people what to do. You do it. You were probably the lead salesperson while you
were doing it. Yeah, I was. And it was in Miami. So that comes with challenges on its own. But from there, I built a big business. I learned a lot. I was recognized in Las Vegas for a top producing
woman. Tell them about
woman.
The shoe story, about the
oh,
shoe.
Oh. So here I am, so nervous. I'm supposed to talk in front of 5,000 people in Las Vegas that I'm the successful entrepreneur in Miami. And I get on stage and I look at everybody and I'm like, all right, I look down and I have on two different shoes. Like, really?
You know, but this is part of it. You know, all you entrepreneurs listen, because you probably just like this. There's an element to grow a business from the ground up that's a little bit different than taking a well-oiled machine and getting it from X and getting it to Y. When you're building something from the ground up, a lot of times there are elements of the business that are fast and loose. It's almost a little bit trial by error. You got to go, 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 and outdo everything just to make progress. And I know that about you. When it's fast, sometimes a little bit loose. You're getting ready. I could see you putting on two different shoes, although I didn't know you way back when at that point in your life. But I could see that happening, because those patterns I share as well as your partner. So, you know, let's kind of fast forward to you know, these are just your initial kind of workforce experience. You and I both got into staffing and recruiting, but you know, you don't go to college and get a degree in staffing and recruiting. You draw on your life's experiences. Sure, you got your degree, and your degree's in education, as mine is too. Mine's in workforce education, and yours in education as well. And, okay, so you end up at a multi-billion dollar publicly traded staffing company, and you kind of rose through the ranks swiftly. Tell us a little bit about your experience and maybe what you did differently or better than the average bear.
You know, interesting enough, you know, when I did the door-to-door business, I found out real quick that I had a passion for finding talent. I didn't even know what that meant at the time, but I knew I wanted to get into HR, which now I know I want to stay far away from. But at the time, I thought that was a good idea. So I interviewed actually at a small staffing company that I'm not going to name names, because why would we do that? And they wanted to immediately hire me internally. Big, huge staffing company in Charlotte. Was very, very successful there and transferred down to good old Jacksonville, Florida in 2001. My very first day at work was 9/11. As I'm making phone calls at 8:30 in the morning, a client says, "Hey, you might want to turn on the TV." And that, you know, we all know what happened after that. But that was my very first day.
I remember that day because I worked in that office. And I remember when you transferred down, you know, I was a much younger individual, single. And I remember you coming in and I was like, she's interesting over there. But it was 9/11 and we both watched the horror that unfolded that day downstairs in that Wade's Deli in the building. It was terrible. But then I transitioned over to Orlando and you stayed in Jacksonville and built up quite a substantial practice. You ran the professional staffing services side. What disciplines did you place? So talk about the positions and the types of people that you placed. And I'll talk about mine and how, you know, you and I coming together is a pretty formidable force.
So I started out placing what I thought to be personality positions. So administrative professionals, HR, customer service, more of that entry level stuff. And I loved it because you literally could place people based on personality. And then I got a knock on the door one day that says, "Hey, we need you to move into accounting and finance." And I was very, very hesitant to do that. But in the end, that was what kind of made me so successful in life, because it introduced me to business. And it introduced me to accounting and finance that just opens up your brain and kind of how the world works. And that was probably the biggest moment in my life, as far as that was the next step in my career.
Do you know what's interesting is, because you swam in such a narrow channel every day in accounting and finance, you were immersed in accounting and finance for several years. And I remember you placing temporary folks. You had a division of direct hire placement. You had your customer service administrative, but you were just so immersed in accounting and finance. And you talk to people. Tell me about what an accountant does, what a senior accountant does, what a cost accountant does, what a controller, accounting manager. And you start learning. And then you start to, what is a financial analyst? And tell me a little bit more. And they explain it to you and they show you stuff. Next thing you know, if you even fast forward way down the road, and you and I in our career, you became the CFO of one of our entities. You set us up on, you know, QuickBooks and QuickBooks Pro, and you did some very complicated
payroll.
Yes, a payroll,
multi-state,
multi-state payroll for temporary staffing,
right.
In one of our entities, and it's just amazing what you did and what you can do with spreadsheets and pivot tables and VLOOKUPs and waterfalls and all this stuff that you learned how to do, and mm-hmm. I think you had a leg up from dealing with all the accountants and analysts and controllers and CFOs that you dealt with through your career. But, you know, it was during the time that I was, placing technology and high-end accounting and finance folks all on contract basis back then. So, you know, our paths, even though we worked the same company, there was never any reporting or anything. And I just remember one time I decided I was going to ask Angie out. I'm down in Orlando living there, and we were talking about something, and I said, I'll be in Jacksonville this week and I wouldn't mind meeting up. And you said, oh, great. Well, let's meet at that time. Let's meet at Ragtime. Okay, great. I'll be around. Why don't we meet there at 7? And Angie says, yeah, sure. I'll meet you at 7. So, yeah, you know, here I am thinking, well, I got a date. I was a real busy person. I didn't date, you know, and I'm like, all right, I ask Angie out. I got a date. We'll see where this goes. Why don't you tell everybody what happened?
I love this because it's his perspective and mine, which were totally opposite. So in my head, I'm like, oh, poor guy. He must not have any friends. I wonder, I'll hang out with him this weekend. I mean, I'm sure he's a great guy. That was what was going through my head. So at some point Friday, I would meet up with Pete. And I thought he was nice. And that truly was what I took that as.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So 7 o'clock, my phone rings on the dot. Well, I'm at a party with two other guys and I say, hello. And I'm like, Pete? Oh, yeah. I'll be right there. Yep. I'll be right there.
So meanwhile, at 7 o'clock, there's nobody at Ragtime, right? You guys know it's kind of a later establishment. You know, this is some people that eat there, here and there. But at 7 o'clock, there's nobody there. I'm sitting at the bar. No, I got there at about 6:45 because I'm early for everything, right? So 6:45, I'm waiting for Angie. I'm like, I got a date. There's nobody in there. And all of a sudden, in walks my ex-girlfriend and her four best friends.
They're all listening right now.
And I'll sit down at a table, like right next to me. I'm at the bar, and I was like, oh, God. So, of course, this is way back when. I grabbed my flip phone, and I call Angie and say, hey, are you coming? And that's where, you know, the
magic happened.
Yeah. Angie, stay with us just for a second. We're going to come right back. We got to take this music is telling us we need to take a quick pause right now and listen to this message. Message from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, Jacksonville, it's me, Angie Langlois, one of the managing partners here at Ascenda Resources in Jacksonville, Florida. Ascenda Resources is an award-winning, certified, minority-owned staffing firm that specializes in placing highly skilled professionals on a temporary, temp-to-perm, or direct hire basis. Call the true professionals at Ascenda today, because despite the current challenges, our talented recruiters can find exactly what you need. Call me, Angie Langlois, at 904-479-9610.
Ah, folks, you might recognize our show sponsor. It's none other than our guest today, the world-famous Angie Langlois. So, Angie, I remember that night really, really well, and we'll get back to that. It's pretty funny. But, you know, we ended up getting past that. You showed up. We got in you with Vinny and his buddy from college. And, you know, this is some 25 years ago, whatever, but it's been a great
fast forward 25 years. Let's not say that out loud.
Right. It's been you know, quite a ride. We built a failing business, our first one, to a $37 million annual business here, where Angie, you were always a top five producer in the Eastern Zone. Every year, year in and year out, you ran her weekly gross margin and weekly billable hours were head and shoulders higher than anybody around us. But you were competing against New York, Boston, D.C., all that's part of the Eastern Zone. And here's Angie in the top five, always top one or two in cross-selling and while managing a team.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you do it. You know, you function as a top producer and you don't tell people to do something that you're not able or willing and readily doing day in and day out. I think that's been your success.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, just to kind of off topic a little bit, while you're doing work, there's also life. So I went through pregnancy. I went through child in daycare, mom guilt, juggling all of it, tennis team, and still managed to run a very successful business. So I feel like from that perspective, I have a lot to offer.
Right. And, you know, that's one thing. And let's talk about that a little bit more. We're almost at the bottom of the hour. We got enough time for about one more point of discussion. But as you're mentioning, that's hard because not only, like, you didn't work a 9-to-5 schedule, right? And you also, you know, you had an active social life, but you also had a very active networking. You were the president of the ASWA, American Society of Women Accountants. It's since changed name, but it's quite a journey. How did you balance all that successfully the way you did?
Well, there was some crying involved and lots of exercise, but lots of lessons and bumps and bruises, and it's okay to fall down. It's okay to mess up. It's okay to have really, really hard things happen, but you just have to get back up and you just have to keep your core together and what you know to do. And you just keep doing that day in and day out and be better than everybody else.
You know, that is part of life, Angie. It's safe to fail because we all fail. As long as you learn from it and you adapt. You know, if you don't learn from it, you're doomed to repeat it. So it's so well said, and I'm glad you brought that out. And there's so many other working moms out there that are, you know, head of household like you are. I mean, you make 90% of the decisions in our house. And when someone asked me, what are we doing? I said, I don't know what we're going to do this weekend. You have to ask the president and CEO of the Langlois household, which is Angie Langlois. So it's a difficult juggling act, but you've done it marvelously for a very long time. And I want to talk more about that. Stick around if you would kindly, for the second half of the show. Folks, that music tells us we need to take a break right now. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome back, all you hard workers of the world. And that person that just welcomed us back from the break, the one that said, you're listening to Hard Worker with you, that is Adeline. That is our show producer, Josh McCarthy. We're so glad that she welcomes us back each and every week for the bottom of the hour break. And she is a peach and she's cute as a button. And we're glad she does that for us. And if you didn't catch the first half of the show, our guest today is Angie Langlois, and she's co-managing partner of Ascendo Resources right here in Jacksonville. Ascendo Resources is an award-winning, certified minority-owned business that's it's national in scope. And now Jacksonville is run by Angie and by me. Angie is my partner. She's my wife. And Angie, now, Look, people are saying, how can you guys run businesses together? Which we have. We've run several different businesses successfully, and all three of them were startups. I mean, we built two from nothing to something. That first one was kind of like a turnaround. Our second one was a complete startup. This one together was nothing. There was nobody on billing, no business, and we built something special. You built Angie Staffing, and then you sold it. But there's probably people that are wondering, how can you work with your husband? I mean, you guys drive in one car to work every day. You come home. How do you disassociate or turn off work and say, oh, this is personal time? And how do you go through this journey without killing each other?
Wow, loaded questions here. So I'll start out by saying, it wasn't always easy. This has taken us 25 years of perfection, or to perfect it, better said. But I think the biggest thing with Pete and I is that he is this loud, kind of obnoxious, likes a lot of attention. You know, yeah, I can do this and, you know,
she's
beat my chest.
She's painting a lovely picture of me.
And yes, we can do this. And I'm the one at the end of the day that's like, what did he just agree to? What are we going to do? And the one kind of behind the scenes holding it all together. But I have a very different personality. Behind every very successful man is an even stronger, more patient woman. I think that's very fitting here. But I think along the way, we've kind of tested each other. And I do think that you do bite your tongue more than ever. So that helps.
Well, listen.
I don't know if you knew that.
But. Well, I say that, you know what? You're right. And even when you're not right, you're right. That has served me well in life. No, but listen, we're a partnership. What I love most about us is nobody's subservient to the other at all.
Right.
I wouldn't want that in a relationship. And I know you don't want that in a relationship. But I know that you work hard. And I know you do a lot. So, you know, look, in our house, Angie, you know, she'll sleep in, and I do all the dishes. I do the floors. I do the laundry. I do the cleaning. I do a lot because it's not fair, and she does a lot. She really does the finances of the house. She manages other elements, a lot of stuff for my daughter and when our son was younger, too. There are so many things that we each choose, and, you know, no role is associated masculine, feminine. Like, we just grab different roles.
Give and take. Partnership. The most loving thing that you can do is do the dishes for your spouse and get up in the morning and get me a cup of coffee or do the laundry. I mean, you can't imagine how sexy that is.
I'm a sexy beast right now. I'll tell you. You know what's funny is I always say, you know, Angie wakes up a little grumpy. I don't mind saying it. You do. You wake up grumpy. So what I do is I always say, okay, the bear gets to stay in the cave. Well, I'll go do a bunch of stuff because when the bear wakes up and sees that the house is in perfect order, the bear's less grouchy. And then I get the bear, it's coffee. And then once the bear has its coffee, it comes out of the cave and it's happy and life is better. But
and takes on the world.
And then is she ready to take on the world? She's less mad at me for anything. I know I can be a pistol.
But we have a strong, strong partnership.
Right.
Is probably the best way to say it.
You know, we're going to go to Eric's segment here in a second. But when we come back, I want to focus on why would people call Angie Langlois to trust her with their next career move? Or why would a client call Angie over, you know, the 100 or so other staffing agencies that are out there? And then let's get some contact information out for you so people can contact you directly and you can help and work with them. Does that sound good?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. All right. That's going to tee us up really well for this segment right here. That's called Common Sense Ain't So Common. It's by Eric Ross, and he's going to tell us about a real-life work scenario that happened. And this one's going to be funny. He's going to tell us some bad dad holiday jokes, as he does. But with no further ado, let's get this week's Common Sense Ain't So Common with Eric Ross.
Hello, all you fellow hardworking tribe members, to all you employees, bosses, and leaders who know there are no magic pills or hacks for success, just good old-fashioned hard work. Eric Ross here with 212 Benefits, bringing you this week's segment of Common Sense Ain't So Common, where we share real-life stories and professional wisdom from other hard workers in the community. And today is no different. Today is December 12th of 2021, meaning we have a little less than 3 weeks left for 2021. It also means we are neck deep in the holiday season, which comes with its own unique stresses. School and work commitments, travel plans, family and in-law obligations, end-of-year work deadlines and parties, and a long list of other obligations. So today I will share a story on commitments and common sense not being so common. But first, as promised to my son Everett Ross, some mediocre holiday dad jokes you can share with your kids or coworkers or most likely forget entirely. Who is Santa's favorite singer? Elvis Presley. Horrible. How much did Santa pay for his sleigh? Nothing. It was on the house. Eh. What do you call a snowman with a six-pack? The abdominal snowman. Eh. What do you call a bankrupt Santa? Saint Nicholas. That's all right. This one's probably my favorite. How is Christmas exactly like your job? You do all the work and some fat guy in a suit gets all the credit. Oh. I don't know if there's anything more awkward than reading dad jokes over the radio, but a promise is a promise. Now, back to common sense not being so common. We've previously discussed the superpower of saying no to things, and today's story is about the opposite. Today we discuss Frank, or commonly referred to as Flaky Frank. We've all met one, and maybe Flaky Frank ourselves on occasion. Frank is a yes man. Flaky Frank says yes to any and every project requested of him, yes to every social event, yes to every volunteer opportunity, yes to every request for a meeting, and yes to every double dog dare he has ever gotten and has the scars to show for it. What Flaky Frank also does after saying yes to everything is not show up to these commitments or back out last minute or not complete a project he says yes to. What Frank doesn't recognize yet is that he is creating a reputation for himself. While his intentions are good, and he wants to be everything to everyone, for every yes he gives only to not show up, he paints himself as inconsistent, non-committal, not reliable, and in some instances, untrustworthy. Does life happen? Yes, of course. Are there going to be many times in life you originally commit to something, and something comes up changing these commitments? No questions. But if you find yourself committing to certain things and consistently not doing them, don't be surprised by a certain reputation you may build for yourself. Don't be afraid to say no. There's a recent term I've become obsessed with called the say-do ratio, which I originally learned from a gentleman named Steve Noodleberg, very successful business coach and sales coach. You should actually check him out on LinkedIn. What is the say-do ratio? Steve Noodleberg is adamant on his ratio of what he says he is going to do is matched 100% with what he actually does. If you commit to something or say you're going to do it, you do it. So a one-to-one say-to-do ratio. If you're concerned you may not be able to make a commitment, think about your response before immediately answering yes. Two quick hits on commitment. Abraham Lincoln once said, "Commitment is what transforms a promise into a reality." And in the words of Tony Robbins, "Stay committed to your decisions, but stay flexible on your approach." Don't be Flaky Frank. Don't overcommit to things you would be better off saying no to. I'll be out of commission for the next few weeks, but a friendly reminder, if you have any interesting stories you want to share on Common Sense Ain't So Common, send them my way. Good luck on the rest of your 21. Don't stop your hard work. See you all next year in 2022 on Common Sense Ain't So Common.
Oh, folks, another gem from Eric Ross. Eric Ross is also the Chief Business Development Officer for 212 Benefits. If you're ever wrestling or you have a question about employee benefits, if you're an employer and you want to build a better mousetrap and explore what opportunities are out there, especially if you're in that small to mid-sized company, I recommend that you reach out to Eric Ross, easily found on LinkedIn. His posts are great. They're relevant. They're funny, very timely stuff that he puts out. But he is an expert when it comes to employee benefits. And I strongly recommend you reach out to Eric Ross. My guest today, if you missed the show up until now, is the co-managing partner of Ascendo Resources right here in Jacksonville. And Ascendo Resources is a full-service, award-winning, certified, minority-owned staffing firm right here in Jacksonville, led by Pete the Job Guy, me, and my lovely wife, the world-famous Angie Langlois. Angie, why would a candidate that might be considering a job change, why would they call you, and or why would a client who needs a position or multiple positions filled, why would they call you and not one of the other gazillion staffing agencies that they could call?
Well, number one, I'm so cool.
You are cool.
Number one is I'm an expert in staffing, and I can say that without a shadow of a doubt. I've been there. I've done it. I've lived it. I've breathed it. I know all different industries, all different types of positions, different levels. And so if you're truly looking for somebody that can find you talent and knows how to do that, that would be the number one reason to call me.
I'd say that that's a really big key differentiator. You know, you're not a shoe shine and a handshake and a $15 an hour telemarketer that's going to do staffing for 6 months and then go do something else and then something else again. This is what you've done your entire life.
I have to say, there aren't many people that have made a 25-year career in staffing. Like that, I'm not sure people know that, you know, staffing can be kind of a high turnover environment. It's very sales driven, and it can get the best of you. Yeah. So to say that you've done it for that long, Pete, you've done it as well. So together, I mean, we're talking about 40 plus years of expertise in the staffing markets. But outside of that, I can also relate on so many different levels. I can relate to the young professional that wants to get their foot in the door. I can relate to the struggling professional that has the family and in that transition in their life. I can relate to somebody that's been a stay-at-home mom that's getting back into the workforce. And I can also relate to successful, career-oriented mom that has been an entrepreneur her entire career and been successful at it.
Right. And also from the business side, you've sat in the same seat that a lot of these line managers and business managers that are looking for talent. I mean, you've been a business leader yourself. You've managed people for years and years. So you know pushes and pulls.
I do.
And the interesting thing is when you do this long enough, you know, for us, I'll go back. When rookies first start, they're like, give me a job description. Mr. Client, you need a job filled? Can I get a job description? How much are you paying? Okay, great. We'll call you back when we have candidates. We'll call you back. Listen, we're like, hey, listen, you're going to send me a job description. Great. You don't need one, okay?
Right.
It's great when you have it. I can help you put together a job description. But beyond that, let's talk about the intangibles. Let's talk about this. And you and I dig
in. Yeah, like
in.
What makes your company great?
What's
like,
the
why
sizzle?
Do we want to work for you?
Yeah, because right now, when unemployment's so low, we're going to have to entice somebody away from another job. So we spend more time like, okay, not only what are you looking for, what are the three keys that you need mm-hmm. that might not be on this job description? What companies do you like to pull from? And let's help you build a better mousetrap to entice people. Let's take a look at your benefits. Let's take a look at your compensation model. Let's take a look at your work hours. Is there a possibility to work hybrid WFH, I'm sorry, the work from home. There's a lot of different things that we help them make that better, build a better mousetrap.
Right. So if you're looking for that one CFO, you've had some turnover in your company, or your CFO yourself looking for a job, or you're a great big company that wants to transition your whole talent acquisition team to us. That's how varied we are and how much we can offer the callers or the listeners out there.
Yeah, if we give examples, I mean, we had a call center that's just outside of Jacksonville. We filled 1,000 roles in 2 months. We've had local ones right here in the last, we had one client. We filled 200 jobs in the last month and a half with them, with just one client, never mind all the other clients that we service. You know what? We need to transition right now real quick and get Boston Danny's segment. Guys, Boston Austin Danny is one of my favorite people, and he's been with the show since its inception. If you have a special someone you'd like Boston Danny to give them a shout out, a Wicked Pisses shout out, all you have to do is send me an email, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. I'll give it to Boston Danny, and he'll give your person a Wicked Pisses shout out. With no further ado, let's get this week's Boston Update from Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here with your Northern Update. Well, just for the weather, it's been really crazy up here for us. We've had 60-degree days this week, and then it's back down to 20 another day later. High winds, we got rain, we got snow. Doesn't know what it wants to do, but that's what you get up here in New England in the beginning of the year. Like I said, we're paying for that warm fall, so we're getting through it. We like it. We're still working. We're doing our jobs and getting it done, just like the Patriots did last Monday night against Buffalo. That was quite a game, if anyone was able to catch that one. You know, they really weren't airing it out. It was a nice run game, and it was on the ground a lot. And, you know, that weather was crazy. But, you know, we're through Buffalo. We play them again here in Gillette. So we're going to see what happens there. And it's too bad about the Revolution. You know, the first time I really started talking about them, I hope I didn't jinx them too bad. But they got knocked out in the first round. But that's why we play it. We're always around, and that's where we're going with. Bruins, they're cruising right along. They're finding themselves a nice little niche and winning some games and getting the job done around the league, making the Bruins, everyone knows they're out there and they're waiting for them to show up. Celtics still got to get in their groove, but man, what are you going to do? So, and, you know, all them moves that the Red Sox made right before the deadline, hopefully we'll get some games in this year, and there wouldn't be any of them lockouts happening no more. People will come to their senses for that. So, but on another note, this week's the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. You know, those guys, they got the job done all right. It was pretty much hectic for them too in the very beginning, but nobody really knows how many survivors are still alive. You know, there's only 325,000 World War II veterans still alive out of the 16 million that served. So they're up there in age, and if you run into one, you know, spend some time with them. Who knows what they can let you know in on it. So those are the guys that we love and we know. Everything else is going on right here. I got your shout outs. You want to give them to me, I'll mangle them up for you. We got Wicked Pisser birthdays for you. So I'd like to wish the Wicked Pisser birthday and give that to K. Dean Jepson. Wicked happy birthday to Sydney Kaminsky and Eva Rose and Jessica Towles Franco. And then we got Vincent Vinny Jackson. He's a decorated veteran. He used to be in the Army. You know, he came over from the dark side, joined the Navy, and got in there. So those are your shout-out, folks. Get them in. We'll do them for you. We got anniversaries, anything that you want to give us. So we'll say them out on the air for you. You know, brothers and sisters in Jacksonville, enjoy your Sunday. Remember our first responders, all of our military, retired, and active duty, all your nurses, doctors, everyone's keeping you safe, and I hope everyone else stays safe down there, too. Talk to you next week, folks.
Oh, another great one from Boston Danny, one of my favorite people in the whole world. He's a military veteran. Danny and I went to boot camp together on the very first day. I met him at the Boston MEPS Corps. We got on a plane together with a bunch of other guys. We didn't know, but we became lifelong friends. That was 35 some odd years ago when we joined the Navy, and he's a lifelong friend, and I'm glad that he's been a part of the show since its inception, and I hope his little segment makes you laugh. And next year, we plan to have Boston Danny down for Mark Kay's Ho Ho Hold'em and his 12 Days of Christmas, and I can't wait. So if you want to meet Boston Danny, you got to come out to Ho Ho Hold'em next year, guys. All right, my guest today is Angie Langlois. Angie, co-managing partner of Ascendo Resources, full-service staffing agency here in Jacksonville. Let's get some contact information. If a client that needs help finding qualified talent needs to reach you, what's your phone number?
They can reach me at 904-479-9610. They can also email me at alanglois@ascendo.com, or they can go to the Ascendo website, which is simply ascendoresources.com.
Okay. Now, that's if a client wants to call you. And what if a candidate needs to call you? What's your phone number?
904-999-4878.
What are you giving my number for? She's so funny.
Just teasing.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, Angie and I are co-managing partners of Ascendo Resources. If you want to call me, write this down real quick. If you want to call Pete the Job Guy, have me work with you, 904-999-4878. And if you want to call Angie,
it's 904-479-9610.
Right. And we're here. We love what we do. We love helping people. You know, Angie, what's one perk that you, like, what do you love about staffing and recruiting that it would keep you there for 25 years?
We change people's lives. Mm-hmm. It can be something simple as a job change. It can be something simple as a call just to relate to them on something personal. We help people day in and day out at different times in their lives when they need us.
So well said. You know, when people ask me, what do you do? I'm a professional recruiter. I change people's lives typically one phone call at a time. I mean, it's a phone-driven business, especially with COVID. You know, we're doing more video screens than we are face-to-face. The press in the flesh and the handshaking isn't as much as it used to be. But, you know, we're still out and about. And you ever find that you meet people in the strangest places that become candidates? Like the person sitting next to you on an airplane or...
Oh, always. Always the strangest places. At the sushi place today, we bump into people. And it's always when you look your roughest, too. Like, it can't be, like, outside of work. It's got to be, like, after the gym.
Right.
But anyways, I just want to say I really, truly appreciate working with Pete Langlois. He's my partner in crime in everyday life and at work. And we've built a very successful office here in Jacksonville and have since launched kind of nationwide clients. And I just couldn't be more grateful for where we are in our lives. And I just wanted to say that.
Well said. And I'll end the show right here with saying that's my better half. And there's no, that's it. She is my better half. And I love you, Angie. And I'm just pleased as punch that we're in business successfully together. So, guys, you did it. You just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.